Real English from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
大家好，我是冯菲菲。
In Real English, we look at words and phrases people use all the time, which you might not find in your dictionary.
在地道英语节目当中，我们给大家介绍一些在字典里查不到的新词汇和新短语。
Hey, guess what, 菲菲?
What?
I'm going on holiday to China.
Oh, really? Neil 说他到中国去度假了。
And then I'm going to climb Mount Everest.
What? 他还要去爬喜马拉雅山。
And after that, I'm going to take a trip to the moon.
A trip to the moon? 什么还要到月球上去探险旅行? Okay, now I know you're joking. 这一定是个玩笑。
You're right, Fei Fei. I'm just winding you up. To wind someone up.
这个短语的意思就是告诉一个人不存在的事情，从而来和这个人开玩笑。To wind someone up, 捉弄某人。
Did you hear that Mike's going to Buckingham Palace to meet the Queen?
Really? Why's that?
Well, he says the Queen just invited him for tea.
Oh, come on. He's just winding you up. You know he's always joking around.
It's a verb. To wind someone up.
这是一个动词短语 to wind someone up.
But it can also be used as a noun, a wind up.
这个短语还可以变成一个名词 a wind up.
Be careful with the pronunciation because it's spelt the same as wind, but pronounced wind.
大家要注意在这个短语里 wind 和 wind 风这个词的拼写是完全一样的可是它读作 wind, 不是 wind.
So when Mike says he was going for tea with the Queen,It was just a wind-up.
当 Mike 说女王邀请他一起喝下午茶的时候，那只是 a wind-up 而已。Well, Neil, I'm going shopping now. I'm going to buy a new car. I'm thinking of a Rolls Royce.
A Rolls Royce? How can you afford that?
I won the lottery.
Stop winding me up.
如果大家想学到更多英式英语的新词汇和新表达，都可以登录我们的网站 www.bbcchina.com.cn. See you next time.
Bye.
Real English from BBC Learning English.